إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله كما هو أحلو. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. سيما بقية الله في العالمين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. صلاة
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
آج کی اس مجلس دعا عزاداری عبادت نظر و نیاز کی قبولیت کے لیے باوس بلند صلوات
اللهم صل علی محمد وعلی محمد.
شہدائے کربلا و سرائے کربلا چہارده معصومین علیہم السلام کی ارواح طیبہ کی تشریف آوری کے لیے صلوات
اللهم صل علی محمد وعلی محمد.
یوسف زہرا امام زمان علیہ السلام کے جل ظہور اور سلامتی کے لیے صلوات
اللهم صل علی محمد وعلی محمد.
حاضرین مومنین و مومنات کی صحت و سلامتی کے لیے، حاجات کی برآوری کے لیے، ہر قسم کی آسیب بلیات مصیبت پریشانی رفع ہونے کے لیے باواسطے بلند صلوات
اللهم صل علی محمد وعلی محمد.
مستر امام کو یاد کرنے کے لیے آئیے مل کر اللہ کا کلام بھی پڑھیں اور اپنے مولا کے اضطراب کو بھی یاد کریں، اور پھر تھوڑا سا ذکر اس ہستی کا کہ جن کی مصیبت کا ذکر ہو تو یوسف زہرا ضرور تشریف لاتے. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سب مل کے گئے یا اللہ یا يا الله 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 يا رحمن يا رحيم يا غفار باواز بلند سب مل کے گئے یا غفار یا غفار. اما یجیب المضطر اذا یکشف السوء اما یجیب المضطر اذا يكشف السوء حيا نرى زهرك يدي مبر والله يوسف زهرا عزوبها تبات بار بار يهي آية پڑھتے ہیں بار بار اللہ کے اس کلام کو پڑھا کرو تاکہ آپ کا اور مولا کا دل ایک ہو جائے آپ کا دل اور مولا کا دل قریب ہو جائے آنسو بہاتے ہوئے پھر پڑھیے اللہ عجیب او مصطفی عبادہ و یشم سو حیدا دارو نجم اگلے سال زندہ رہے حیدا رہے یہ نعمت یہ سعادت زہرا کے لال حسین پہ رونے کی نہ جانے کتنے دن اور زندگی کی مہلت ہے جب بھی حسین کی مجلس میں آؤ آخری مجلس سمجھ کے زہرا کے غریب کو پرسہ دیا کرو زہرا اپنا باغ دامن لے کے آتی ہے یاد کے آنسو بی بی محفوظ کرتی ہے سب مل کے کہیے اما یجیبا مصطفی عبادہ اے دادا عصر عاشور جب آپ کا بوڑھا امام 56 سال بوڑھا امام 34 سال جوان بھائی کی لاش میرے مولا حسین جب اپنے علمدار عباس کی لاش پہ آئے ہیں کہتے ہیں اخی عباس آؤ میں تجھے خیام لے چلوں سننا چاہو گے عباس کیا فرماتے ہیں کہا چھوڑ کے کہتے ہیں مولا زہرا کلال میں بچوں سے وعدہ کر کے آیا تھا لے کے آؤں گا مالا میں کھاس خیام میں جاؤں بچین تلار کر رہے آقا مجھے خیام نہ لے جائیے میں شرمسار ہوں میں شرمندہ ہوں حسین کی جن کی کمر ٹوٹ چکی تھی کمر جھک چکی تھی بھائی عباس علمدار عباس کا پرچم لے کے آئے خیام سکینہ جو انتظار میں تھی دوڑ کے آئی چچا کا عالم دیکھا اپنے معصوم لہجے میں کہتی ہے بابا میرے چچا کا عالم تو آ گیا میرا چچا نہ جانے حسین کے دل پہ کیا گزری ہوگی جب سکینہ نے پوچھا مولا روتے روتے بیٹھ گئے سکینہ کا سر چوم کے فرمایا سکینہ اور تیرا چچا فرات کے کنارے سو گیا اجر کم اللہ خدا کی آنسوں کو قبول کرے حیالا دار حضرت ام البنین مدینہ کے اندر گھر میں بیٹھ کے اپنے یتیموں کو یاد کیا کرتی تھی کبھی عباس کی قبر کبھی عبداللہ کی کبھی جعفر کی بیوی ریت کی قبر بنا کے مٹا دیتی پھر ایک بڑی قبر بنا دی کہتی ہو یہ میرے حسین کی قبر ہے حسین کی ماں نہیں ہے حسین حسین میں جب تک زندہ ہوں تجھے یاد کروں گی تیری مصیبت پہ رہوں گی دارو جب بشیر نے اعلان کیا کربلا کے لٹے ہوئے اور شام کے قیدی واپس آ گئے لوگ نکلے سید سجاد کو برسا دینے زینب کبرا کو برسا دینے حضرت عمر بنین بھی نکلی ہے بی بی آئی ہے کیا دیکھتی ہے گلی کے موڑ پہ ایک بوڑھا بیٹھا ہے بی بی کہتی ہے بوڑھے مجھے راستہ دے سید سجاد جوانی میں بوڑھے ہو گئے تھے سر اٹھا کے گتے دھوتی مجھے پہچان میں زین العابدین سید سجاد کھڑے ہوئے دادی کو سلام کیا سید سجاد روتے روتے کہتے ہیں دادی عباس چچا نے وفا کی حد کر دی سید سجاد عباس کا نام لیتے بی بی کہتی ہے سجاد مجھے یہ بتا میرے حسین نے کیسے جنگی دی سید سجاد کہتے ہیں دادی عباس نے وفا کی حد کر دی بی بی پھر کہتی ہے سجاد میں نے عباس کا نہیں پوچھا میرے حسین کا بتا سید سجاد کہتے ہیں دادی یہ دشمن شمر کی گواہی ہے شمر نے کہا جب میں نے حسین کو شہید کر کے حسین کے سر کو بالوں سے پکڑ کے زمین میں پھینکا تھا تو حسین کے سر سے تین بار آواز آئی تھی آخر عباس میرا بھائی اللہ یوسف دارا امام زبانہ کے قلب اطہر کو ہر قسم کی پریشانی سے غم سے محفوظ رکھ میرے اللہ تجھے واسطہ ہے حضرت عباس باب الحوائج کا ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما خصوصاً ایک سید کو کینسر ہے ایک سیدادی بچی ہے اسے کینسر ہے دعا کرو آج کی رات حضرت عباس علمدار باب الحوائج کے واسطے اے اللہ ان مریضوں کو شفائے کامل وعاجل عطا فرما اے اللہ ہماری اس عبادت کو منظور و مقبول کر اے اللہ ہمارے نوازوں کو قبول فرما ہاتھ سے صاف کر کے ایک لطف صلی
اللہ علیہ وسلم
کھڑے ہو جائیں پورس آ گیا جائیں سلوات
اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
talk to us. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sabiru wasabiru wa habitu wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. We need iman as the moment whenever there is any test and any trial, we must be patient, but at the same time we cannot protect our iman, we cannot consistently go ahead with patience until and unless we are able to develop a strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Aimma Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad.
So our topic for today, this is a beautiful tip, a beautiful remedy, a beautiful chain to develop a bond between servant of Allah and the Creator Himself. Today our discussion is about Ayatul Kursi, one of the best and highest verse of Quran, and maybe the longest as well, that is this Ayatul Kursi. As a believer, as a Muslim, as a mu'min, we must make sure our children in their childhood, they must learn Ayatul Kursi by heart. Because when they are child, they are innocent, they are not committing sins, and whenever they will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will do dhikrullah in the form of Ayatul Kursi. Their heart will be enlightened and it will be very easy for them to develop the bond of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only we should learn these words, but we should also try to know what are the meaning and what is the message hidden in these verses, which is known as Ayatul Kursi. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
So the second chapter of Quran, this is the longest surah as well, 286 verses are there. And Ayatul Kursi, this is verse number 255. So brother Ahlul Sunnat, they consider only this one verse, but according to the emphasis of Aimi Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, the other two verses next to this, 255, 256 and 257. So all three verses are called Ayatul Kursi. So these three verses are as a package. So inshallah, after Ashura, if you will get some chance, I will try to explain the tafsir of these verses. But today we are going to discuss what are different kinds of benefits we can get from this Ayatul Kursi. How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden, the hidden secrets of Ayatul Kursi, we cannot imagine until or unless we should be amil of this Ayatul Kursi. So this is full of names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His personal name, His characters, His virtues, His attributes. And we need to learn by heart. I don't know, already I had a request just to memorize one verse of Surah Talaq. Can you raise your hand, the people who are memorized? You know, that was something which is for you. You can earn a lot of wealth, you can increase your sustenance. Usually we all are selfish. We are thinking for ourselves. But don't you believe whatever has been said, whatever the Prophet says, whatever the Aimatar this is that wrong? You can't believe. Whatever Prophet says, this is word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Prophet and Aimatar they say, if you will read this verse, your sustenance will be increased. It means we all are non-serious for ourselves as well. How much it will take? Maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You can't spare 5 or 10 minutes for your future, for your good luck, for yourself and your family and your children. So we should not come in majalis as a routine, as a culture. Half of us usually we are standing outside. When you left your house, what was your intention? If your intention was to go and walk on the streets or stay in kitchen, if this is the intention, then what is your reward? But if intention was, I am going to attend majlis of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, then you're not joining, you're not sitting, you're not listening, you're not attending. So, if niyat was to attend majlis of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, then you're not attending. It means that is hypocrisy. This is munafiqat. We are saying something else, doing something else. We are not sincere with ourselves, we are not sincere and true with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after 10 days, what did I achieve? This was just a culture, going and having chat and listening to the people and eating niyaz, and alhamdulillah 10 days are passed. Hussain has not sacrificed himself and his family members just for culture, just for traditions. He had a goal. Coming in majalis, sitting in majalis, commemorating tragedy of Karbala, this was not aim of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Yes, we are having all this, we are getting reward, but what was the aim of Hussain alayhi salam? What did he wanted? And what we are chasing as a goal of Imam Hussain alayhi salam? He picked up flag of Islam. He said, I am going for Amr bil Ma'roof and Nahy anil Munkar. He said, I am going to protect Islam. He said, I am going to revive the attributes, the ethics, the values, and respect of Prophet in Islam, respect of Quran, respect of divine message. So every Muharram and Ashura must bring a message of change and revolution in us. If before Muharram, before Ashura and after Ashura, there is no change in us at all, knowledge-wise, attitude-wise, value-wise, worship-wise, then what is the benefit to attend these majalis? At least Imam Hussain alayhi salam is not happy with us. Imam Zaman alayhi salam is not happy with us. No one is stronger than Imam Hussain alayhi salam.
This is the power and the love of Imam Hussain alayhi salam who brought you here. Why are you giving chance to Iblis to pull you out from the love of Hussain? When you are not coming and not sitting in the majlis of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, it means you let the Iblis, he should be powerful and pull you out of circle of love of and light of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So you must have change. Change in our thoughts, change in our souls, change in our habits, attitudes, attributes. We should try to observe the beauty of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. We should try to observe the nur of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And day by day, we should get closer with them. We should stop these traditional things. Yes, alhamdulillah, first of all Muslims, all followers of Ahlul Bayt, they are coming, their parents are bringing them. And next to that is the habit. But forever, for end of our lives, this habit should not be habit. This habit must be changed into ma'rif of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And when you are ma'rif of Imam, then actually you are in love of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And when you are in love of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, so then you have strong bond with Imam, and automatically, because Hussain is not calling for himself. The call of Hussain alayhi salam is for Rasulullah. The call of Imam Hussain alayhi salam is for Quran. The call of Imam Hussain alayhi salam is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is our ultimate destination. To be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the best things which can help us to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be closer to Imam Hussain al-Islam, that is the recitation of Ayatul Kursi, salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
I hope all of us will try to learn this Ayatul Kursi by heart. And parents, they make sure. I am happy to help all of you. If you need my help, I am happy. But these things are available on internet. You can hear again and again and you can learn. But memorizing this is with you. And this is Noor. Shaitan will try his best to stop you to memorize this Ayatul Kursi. But Shaitan is weak. And you are powerful. When you have Hussain, no one can defeat you. And you are going to walk on footsteps of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. But those who love Allah, those who are in the love of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, they are never thinking what I am doing and what I am getting. There's beautiful poetry verse in Urdu. Bekhatar kood pada aatish namrood mein ishq. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the fire, he was in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam came to him and asked, Ibrahim, do you need help? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam told him, yes, but not from you. And someone, I am in need of help of him, he is observing me, he is watching me. And if he likes, he can help us. But Ibrahim alayhi salam was in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why it has been said, Beqadar kood pada aatish namrood mein ishq. عقل ہے محو تماشا لب بام ابھی. Those people who are thinking from their brain, they were thinking, Ibrahim is going and he will be burned. But Ibrahim was not thinking like other people. He was not caring what will happen. I will burn, I will die, whatsoever. He was just thinking, my existence is due to the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now for His cause, if I am going into the fire, no problem. I welcome that fire. So like Ibrahim alayhi salam, we need to get in love of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still we are human beings. According to nature of human being, whenever somebody is telling us, please do this, we are thinking, what will be given to me, what I will get, how much profit I will get. So far, these worldly profits, there are a lot of benefits. If you will read and recite Ayatul Kursi every day, inshallah, a lot of blessing and sport and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will be showered to all of you. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. So the first hadith, that is by our Prophet Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So this hadith is about 10 verses. First 4 verses of Surah Baqarah and 3 verses of Ayatul Kursi, 255, 256 and 57, and last 3 verses. Altogether these are 10 verses. Because these are not at one place, so those who are having internet, so one day you should just cut and paste all these 10 verses together, get your print on one page, and it will be very easy to read every day. Prophet says, if you will read these 10 verses every day, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your wealth. He will protect you from Iblis and the traps of Shaitan. At the same time, you are trying to learn Ayatul Kursi, it is very difficult for you, maybe you are forgetting. So when you will read these 10 verses every day, so these verses will help you to learn more Quran by heart. So these 10 verses will take 2 minutes every day. Just do copy and paste, cut and paste on one page, and keep with you, and inshallah try to read every day, or maybe just paste on the wall. Whenever you are going there, you can read. By reading these 10 verses, a lot of benefits you will get. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Greatest surah of Quran is Surah Baqarah, and that is the leader, and leader of Surah Baqarah is Ayatul Kursi. That has 50 words. Anyone who will read this Ayatul Kursi, 50 rewards will be given to him, blessings and good deeds. The next, anyone who will recite Ayatul Kursi every morning, so he or she will be under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is up to you when you are coming out of the bed, or maybe when you are going outside. Those people, especially ladies or children who are not going outside every day, so it is better when you are coming out of the bed, at that moment, sit down, or maybe if you are walking and you know by heart, so try to read Ayatul Kursi. So then whole day you will be under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until night. And when you are going to sleep, again read this, and whole night you will be under the protection of Allah. In 24 hours, you can insure yourself. So this is your insurance. Day and night you are under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next one is, anyone who will, for example, some people they should write on a paper and make ta'weez and keep with the children, or even if you have some money and keep with that. So your wealth, your children are your things. When you will tie this Ayatul Kursi with that, so inshallah that will be also protected. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Please, can you move forward? Once again, Lord Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Ya Rabbi,
Allahu Akbar.
Narae Risalat.
Ya Rasulullah.
Narae Hadri.
Ya Ali.
Darood bar Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
These days, education is necessary for everyone, and anyone who is a student is working with his or her memory. And usually people are asking, is there anything we should increase our memory? Our memory power should be good, we should learn a lot. So this is beautiful and helpful tip for the students and for everyone. So Prophet says, anyone who will read Ayatul Kursi and with eating some sweets and meat and lentils, and when you are eating food, so usually people are eating pita bread, so usually that is not hot. But if you are eating handmade chapati, a roti, a naan, ladies are making chapati at home. And some people they like, they love to eat that one. That, if that is hot, the Prophet says, don't eat hot food. So if that food should not be at 0 degree, or if that is in the fridge and then you should eat, but at normal temperature. The bread and the curry temperature should be at normal temperature. So this will also help to improve your memory. So lentil masoor ki dal. Lentil, this is something, this food was favorite food of 70 prophets. And those people who are unable to cry, to shed tears, the reason is their hearts are hard, and this lentil will make the heart soft, will make your tears. So if really you want to love Hussain alayhi salam and you want to shed tears in the love of Hussain alayhi salam, then try to eat more lentil. Lentil not only giving you more tears, you know, we have different excretion from our body. For example, urine, that is excretion, but that is najis. Nobody likes sweat. If blood is coming, that is najis. So most of excretion from our body, either they are najasat or they are having bad smell. But this excretion of tear, this is the only gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is having not bad smell, that is not najis. That is very, very useful for the health of your eye, for the hygiene of your eye. At the same time, this is something which can remove your internal nijasat, the impurities which have been sick to our soul, our ruh, our spirit. So these tears can wash, can remove all those impurities and guna and nijasat very easy. So really this is one of the greatest favor and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You know, according to Hadith, Prophet says, potentially every mankind, every human being has internal ear and internal eyes. But most of us, we are blind. And by the end of our life, usually these internal capabilities are not useful, not open. So likewise, potentially every child, every man, every woman, they have tears. But only you people are lucky. In the childhood, for worldly things, for food, for our own pains, everyone is crying. But only you people are lucky. When you are baligh, when you are akil, when you are not shedding tears for your pains, for your beloved people who are dying, but you are shedding tears day and night in the love of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, in the tragedy of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Always we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be thankful to Imam Hussain alayhi salam, who gave everything just to give us this blessing. But if you will not shed tears, it means you are losing that blessing. You are not getting maximum benefit of that blessing. Something which is useful and helpful for your body as well as soul. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Narae Hadri.
So we were discussing few benefits when we are alive, but those who are our parents, who are our beloved men, and they have been departed, so they are in need as well. So Ayat al-Kursi is something when you will recite, give, send as a gift. And this gift does not need P&P. Whenever you are sending any gift, you have to pay P&P. But this is beautiful gift. Within no time, the fastest way of delivery, here you are reciting without any P&P, without wastage of any time, with first class delivery, that will be delivered to the dead people. And if their graves are dark, and if they are in torture, so this Ayat al-Kursi will go and will change into a big lamp. Tube light that will enlighten the grave of your late parents. Never forget them. First learn by heart, then at least once a day, or maybe before sunset, read Ayat al-Kursi for your marhum parents and grandparents. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
But remember, a day will come when you will be like them. They have been passed, you are waiting to pass. So, if you are reading for them, this Ayat al-Kursi will make your death very easy. The taste of death, it's very hard. When Israel alayhi salam is taking out the soul, it's very painful. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam asked his mother, Ya Maryam, Ya Umma, do you like to come back in this world? She said, yes. For long, long nights of winter when I was worshipping whole nights, and the hot days when I was observing fast for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for these two things, for these two actions, I want to come back, but the experience I had when my soul was taken out, I am scared to come back. This is not easy when soul is taken out. But If you will have habit to read Ayat al-Kursi, inshallah, that will help you when your soul will be taken out. And your tafsiruh, that will be very easy. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
So if you will read once, one group of angels will come to protect you. If you will read twice, the two groups will come to help you. If you will read three times, then Allah says to His angels, now you leave him, I am there. Now I am friend of this person and I will protect him. Have you understood now? If you want to develop bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the best thing. Read three times, your Allah is with you. He is, you are directly under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this should not be just a string of words. We should try to understand what is the message hidden in it. We should know what are the meaning, what we are saying. And we have to mean how we are calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What kind of words we are using for Him. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So this one time or two time or three times, in the morning if you will read the, all day, you will be under protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially when you are going to sleep, we should try to read three times Ayat al-Kursi and Alhamdulillah and Thorkul and Kalama Shahadat, so that if we die, we should be in the form of wudu, in the form of tahara. At the same time, we should be very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, directly under His protection. Maybe it will be difficult, but we can't spare just 2 minutes for Allah. Usually, you know, many people, they are meeting 20 minutes, half an hour, maybe 1 hour. Sometimes many people, they have even more than this. They are waiting to go to sleep. Those people who are just putting their head and... So they are lucky, but many people, they can't sleep as they are going into their bed. So while you are waiting, why not? You should read this Ayat al-Kursi again and again. And another thing, especially with the Indian and Pakistani and Asian people, usually we all are scared of jinn and black magic and this and that. So, unseen world. So if you are scared of anything, read Ayat al-Kursi, inshallah that will go. If you are scared of, when you are all alone, especially when if women or a man, they are all alone in the house. At that time many whispering from shayateen are coming. So the best thing, to throw them out and to be in tranquility, that is, Allah bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. So this is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read Ayat al-Kursi and inshallah you will have good sleep. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
When you are leaving house, read one time Ayat al-Kursi. 70,000 angels will do istighfar for the person until you are returned to home. And your poverty will be, mean when you are reading Ayat al-Kursi and you are going outside, angels are doing istighfar for you. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make sure you must get rizq for that day. Inshallah, you will not face any kind of poverty. After wudu, when we are doing wudu, because usually we are not having concentration when we are praying, because our wuzus are not proper wuzus. When we were doing wuzu at that time, there was no attention at all towards Allah. So before wuzu, we have to read A'udhu Billah and Bismillah, and when we are washing our face, we should say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, at the day of judgment, don't put this face, I am washing for you, don't put this face into hellfire. I am washing these hands, don't put these hands into hellfire. Protect my feet, my hands, my body. I am washing in your happiness, and inshallah you will protect it. But after finishing wuzu, if you will read this ayat al-kursi one time, this hadith is given by Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. Imam says, after wuzu, you will read one time ayat al-kursi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you reward of 40 years of worship. Just reading this ayah, you will read one time just after wuzu. Mean that wuzu was for Allah. And with reading this ayatul kursi, you are making your relation stronger and stronger with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not trying to have gap for the penetration of Iblis. If in between wuzu and prayer, if there is gap, then try to fill that gap with the recitation of ayatul kursi. So one time recitation of ayatul kursi will give you reward of 40 years, 40 saal ki ibadat ka sawab. Ek martaba wuzu kare aap, aur wuzu ke baad ek martaba ayatul kursi padhe. Aur na sirf ye ke 40 saal ki ibadat ka sawab, balki اس کی جو روحانی کمالات اور مقامات اور درجات ہیں وہ بھی 40 درجے انسان ترقی کرتے ہیں. So just one time recitation of آیت الکرسی after wudu will give you reward of 40 years of عبادہ. At the same time 40 level will be raised next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when one who recites this آیت الکرسی after every prayer, please try to make this habit. We are not sure our salah, whether that has been accepted or not. But if we read Ayatul Kursi after namaz, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is surety that prayer will be accepted. Once, few years ago, I heard a scholar who narrated there was an old lady, almost 100 year old, and who she was a Afghani citizen but living in Qom. And but her eyesight, that was best of the eyesight, even if she was 100 years old. Someone asked, oh, what is the secret? You have this eyesight still healthy and okay. She said, I followed the saying of our sixth Imam Imam Jafar Sadiq. And according to Imam, if someone after prayer read Ayatul Kursi, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase his basirat and basarat, his external eyesight and internal eyesight. So she said, I believe in the saying of Imam, and practically you can see my eyesight is perfect. The day I heard, after that always myself, I try to read Ayatul Kursi after every prayer. Number one, reading Ayatul Kursi, there is surety that prayer will be accepted. Number two, it is also good for your eyesight. This Ramadan, last week, all of a sudden, my eyesight dropped. And that was two. And some of you have observed. And I was unable to read book, to read Quran. One day I was sitting, and I said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I heard anyone who will read this, his eyesight will not get weakened. What happened to me? I don't know what happened. But alhamdulillah, my eyesight is as that was before Ramadan. The summary for this Ayatul Kursi is, we are sitting, we are standing, we are going out, coming in, sleeping, working. We should make our habit doing wuzu or praying namaz. We should make our habit, even when you are traveling. So read 3 times Qul Huwallah and 1 time Ayatul Kursi, inshallah you are under the custody and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of the best solution for our safety, protection for our iman, for our closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for our closeness to Imam Atar and especially Imam Zaman Ajalallah. So inshallah, all those who will recite this, they will be included among Shakirin and also Siddiqeen. Siddiqeen are only few people, truthful people. And also Quran says, وَكُنُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Let us try to be with truthful people. And who are they? At the time of Prophet, there were only 5. If there was any other truthful, at that time, Prophet was including in Mubahila. But reading this Ayatul Kursi, you will be included in that. Salawat.